You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. All right, guys, welcome to 2021. Welcome to January's astrology forecast with Hannah.
Hi. Can you believe that we are in, well, as we're recording this, we're not yet, but man, I am so ready to be able to say 2021 and not 2020 anymore.
Right. I know. I feel as though for me, it was like I was getting ready for this shift since like November.
Just oh yeah.
Really preparing myself and all of that. Cause I am just so done. But I'm also excited for what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a really interesting year. I won't give too much away. We still have a lot of work to do, guys, but we're in a new year. It's a new reframing of possibility. It's a new opportunity and new potential to tap into. And that is always exciting, right? It's what we make of it.
Right.
So here we are, January. Yeah. So we're currently in Capricorn season, which is very grounded. It's because it's the cardinal earth sign. So we've shifted our focus from Sagittarius into matters of security, like financial security, material wealth, and practicality. And I think that there is this intuitive shift that happens after the holidays anyway, as we move to the new year, thinking about our budgets, you know, recovering from spending throughout the year, thinking about planning ahead. What do we want to accomplish in terms of maybe our income in the next year, as well as practical measures of, you know, tying up loose ends. Maybe it's tax stuff that we're starting to take a look at if you're a business owner. So there is this level of practicality that comes with this time of year that shifts us away from all of these big ideas that Sagittarius had us so lit up about, and focusing us more on the here and the now, and, you know, getting all of our, you know, getting all of these details sorted out. So yeah. It's definitely a state of review and reflection that comes with that too, that urge to take on a more pragmatic approach to any kind of challenges or relationships or even our dreams that we want to really put out into the world in this next year. So, you know, Sagittarius is known to be the risk taker of the zodiac, and Capricorn definitely favors a more conservative or calculated way of getting things done, like with a plan. And it's usually, like I mentioned, with the help of structure, right? Of a budget, of a timeline. So, you know, as we prepare to shift into this brand new year and the spiritual age that is dawning on us, this is really the time to get serious about our responsibilities and to be more deliberate about how we're setting our intentions. So, you know, Capricorn can sometimes come off as being a little cold, and that's because Capricorn is the hermit of the zodiac. Capricorn needs a lot of time to themselves, and it's not that they're not social, but they really do a lot of reflecting and a lot of their work from an internal place. And, you know, it's really that essence of no nonsense that Capricorn exudes that helps us to get our end of a year affairs reconciled, you know, the loose ends tied up, and those intentions that we want to set for the new year just completely laser focused. That's why we lovingly refer to Capricorn as the CEO of the zodiac, because they are so focused, so determined, with such dignity, and they are able to get like the job done. They will work hard to achieve their dreams. So take that inspiration, you know, as we're thinking about leaving this year behind us and stepping into a new year, thank God. What can we do to offer that structure for ourselves to help us achieve these incredible heights and these tangible goals? How can we ignite our sense of determination when it comes to reaching them? And for Capricorn, the lesson that we learn is patience and discipline. These are the beautiful gifts that Capricorn offers us to lean into that structure in order to frame our dreams into reality. So this month is really about pacing ourselves and settling into this new reality. And I just want to mention that I had so much feedback, Erica, about the great conjunction, the grand conjunction that happened on the 21st of December. And I think a lot of us were really physically and mentally just spinning.
Like, oh God, yeah.
Completely affected by this intense energetic downloads and all these, you know, energetic shifts that were happening over the month of December. It was really intense. Like, I know I had a lot of physical manifestations of that. Did you feel that too?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I forgot to tell you. So, before the conjunction, I just had the intuitive feeling like to do a cleanse. Right. And I felt like that was very aligned with what I needed. Mm-hmm. So to speak. So I started doing a cleanse, and then the 21st came, and you guys, I'm very open about my relationship with my emotions. God, Hannah, I've cried every day since the 21st.
Who is this woman?
Every single day. And sometimes for the stupidest stuff, like I'll just, you know, be watching like a TikTok of like someone coming home or surprising someone, and I am bawling like a baby. And I'm just, and my husband thinks that I'm pregnant, and I'm like, I'm definitely not pregnant. I'm just really in my feelings. A lot of emotional purging on my end. And I know that within the Modern Mystic Society, there were others who said that people were talking about just being very highly sensitive and highly emotional during this time. And it makes sense to me because it's like, it's a purge, guys. We're uplifting, we're up leveling at the collective level. So if you are, you know, maybe it is the holidays and maybe it is 2020, but for me, it's like, I think this is more of just the great awakening almost. Yeah. We're letting go of the things that we are holding on to that we didn't even know we were holding on to. And I also felt, I don't know about you, but I also started getting some movement in my solar plexus area.
Mm.
Like solar plexus sacral area. And,
yeah.
And nothing bad, but almost like, I don't know what was going on. Like it felt like almost like an energetic shift, mm-hmm. like bubbles. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was like, yeah, it was interesting. What were some of the things that you dealt with?
Well, I had the like most horrific cold, like sinus situation. I don't get sick like this very often. Mm-hmm. So it's usually a sign for me that like I need to slow down. And I worked really hard over December. So I do think part of that is just my physical body being like, you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. But I also sensed this this major expansion in my top three chakras, feeling very top heavy with energy and really needing to ground. And it's interesting because I had a lot of readings that I was wrapping up with clients prior to the holidays, and very similar messages were coming from their guides, to ground, signaling to ground, to root down into, you know, the earth, to expand into the root chakra, that a lot of us are really needing to cultivate that deeper sense of security and safety and feeling of being home in our physical bodies. And I really sense that as also part of this awakening, right? Our top levels of our chakras within our physical bodies, as well as our light bodies, are expanding and really absorbing all of these downloads and shifts that are coming in. And when we are beginning to ascend and accelerate in that level, our physical bodies are also craving like, okay, but we also need to be, you know, firmly rooted in reality. We cannot just be floating up into outer space and, you know, letting our spirits and our light bodies just carry us up and up and up. Like we have to do the work here on earth. And that's where that root chakra call and craving really comes in to remind us that we are still earthly physical beings, as much as we are also souls. And that requires a sense of safety and stability and security and belonging, in this realm as well. So yeah, you know, I've been working a lot with my root chakra of finding that balance, making sure to get outside and connect with the elements. Because I do think that will be a theme throughout the next year as well, as we are all continuing this incredible journey and this awakening, that we need to be very firmly rooted in our bodies and reconnecting with the earth.
That too. And just, you know, I always have a problem during the winter seasons with ground. I have a grounding problem in general, guys, but I really notice the toll that it takes on, you know, my mental health in the wintertime, you know, not being able to go for a hike, because I have so many great hikes around my area, and just being able to just hang out outside and just be outside, because it's really cold here. Like, I live in Connecticut, guys, so it's really super cold, and just not having that there for me, it definitely, I totally agree with you. I noticed myself yesterday, like, I had to remind myself to, like, snap out of a daydream.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that Capricorn season is just such a great, I like Capricorn season. A lot of people don't, because it's in the middle of winter and everything like that. But I feel like I love it because it's a time of reflection for me. And it, it's like that needed break. Almost. Mm-hmm. I like taking that time and going within and seeing what I want to do for the next year and putting plans in place and just being, just really being the planner of the new year. You know what I mean? And harnessing that energy and just embracing the hermit phase.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people hate the hermit phase, but I'm like, I fucking love it.
Totally.
Right?
Like, totally. I agree.
Adore it. But yeah, that's definitely so, guys. Ground. I think that's the biggest thing right now, is just ground.
Yeah.
You can. You know what's helped me too is just diffusing sandalwood oil, cypress, anything that's like coming from a tree, that seems to really help me just kind of stay focused and grounded.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some places are, it's really cold right now and we can't go outside for a long period of time. And even bringing in more plants into your work area or your home, things like that, it really does help, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. So all these cues from Capricorn to get back into our earthly bodies is so necessary and important. But let's shift gears and talk about some of the events that are going to be coming in for us for the month of January, because we've got a lot of shifts that are going to be happening, a lot of energy coming in. So let's begin with January 4th. We have Mercury and Pluto that are going to be squaring Chiron. So Chiron is an asteroid. It is considered the wounded healer. It is the energy that brings forth the trauma or the pain or the lessons that we're here to overcome and learn from. So when Mercury and Pluto are squaring Chiron, this energy might feel like some old wounds or pains below the surface that might be coming up. This could be sensitivities. This could be memories. But, you know, remember that Chiron, our wounded healer, presents our pain as an opportunity for deepening and understanding and healing. Okay. Whereas Pluto aims to transform and rise from the ashes. And then we've got Mercury, which craves to understand the whys and the big picture takeaways from what we've learned from our wounds. So, you know, this transit is going to be happening three times throughout this year. So with this first pass, don't feel so overwhelmed to try to figure everything out and heal it right away. Okay. Take the time to be observant, take the time to be patient and tolerant and kind to yourself, and notice what wants to come up and be released, and just observe it. Okay. Don't feel like you need to just, you know, dive into healing it ASAP. Okay. Yeah. Because this transit's going to repeat three times. And so we've got two other opportunities that are going to be happening throughout this year for us to further focus in on what needs to be released and healed, and then to do the actual healing. So consider this first pass, this first squaring of Mercury, Pluto, and Chiron as your opportunity to just be observant of your pain, to be observant of things that need to be healed this year, and to just offer some tolerance and patience with yourself.
Yeah. And when does this start?
That is January 4th.
Okay.
So we're hitting the ground running right away, January, like with some personal stuff.
Okay.
So January 6th, we have a big shift coming in. Mars is going to be leaving its home sign of Aries and entering Taurus, earthy, grounded Taurus. This happens January 6th. And Mars is going to be staying in Taurus through March 3rd. So after six very intense, fiery months in its home sign of Aries, Mars is going to be moving into a much slower, more sensual energy of Taurus. And this shift in energy is associated very much with steadiness, with patience, with deliberate action to achieve our success. Those are all earth sign themes. So, you know, Mars naturally wants to just spring into action and initiate and to jump into to everything. But this transit offers us a much more tranquil and a little bit stubborn approach to navigating our way through the world. It's kind of putting the brakes on and saying, we can't keep up with this pace forever. It's time to slow down and take a look at what's going on. So, you know, Taurus is a fixed sign, which is where that stubbornness comes from. And the beauty of a fixed sign is that they have incredible lasting and staying power. They really root themselves into the work in order to get the job done at a pace that feels aligned and comfortable, right? Taurus is like, you don't need to rush me. This pace feels good to me. And I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to listen to my spirit and accomplish things in a timeline that feels natural to me. So during this transit, we're going to be feeling that motivation, by what makes us feel secure. So maybe that's building a nest egg, right? Maybe that's putting some money into our savings account, since Taurus is also connected to our finances. But it could also be working on our relationships with the intention to be more present. Since Taurus is also the sign of stillness and being in the moment, of living in the moment. So maybe it's also creating something that's going to stand the test of time, of really taking our time to craft something beautiful within our business, or maybe it's just within our passions or our you know, personal pursuits, you know, any of that. But Mars in Taurus is all about the mindful presence of being, instead of always feeling like we must be productive by someone else's standards. So allow the next couple of months as Mars is in Taurus to just take a nice deep breath, to find that calm in your work, to enjoy that slower yet steady pace of being productive, and really tuning into what your body is calling for. You know, is the pace that you've been trying to keep up with over the last 6 months too much for you? I know it has for me. I'm also a Taurus rising, so I like taking my time. I have no issue with slowing down. Yeah. So, you know, this is the time to offer ourselves some steadiness, to offer ourselves some space to be in the moment with our work, to be in the moment with ourselves, of whatever we're pursuing in our life and enjoying it. Okay. It's a really nice shift that I think a lot of people are ready for.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Ready for it. I know. I mean, Hannah knows me pretty well, where it's like I put way too much on my plate and then I burn out. So I need this time. I already know that I need this time. And I think we have to remember, especially with Taurus, and like my son's a Taurus, and it's steady. Steady as you go, kind of like the tortoise and the hare. I always like to look at it that way. It's like it doesn't matter how fast you're going, so long as you're going.
Yep, absolutely. Even you know, slow progress is still progress.
Exactly. Exactly. And I have to remind myself that. And I'm sure a lot of people do too. So be gentle on yourselves, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we've got another planetary shift happening January 8th. This is through March 15th. And that is Mercury moving into Aquarius. So Mercury in Aquarius is all about listening to our own bright and unique ideas and spreading them with absolute confidence and intention. So Aquarius loves that inner rebel energy, right? That eccentric individual. So this transit with Mercury is all about not being afraid to lean into that side of ourselves, leaning into that true individual that lives within us that maybe we don't always have the confidence to share with the world, right? So consider how your words, your ideas, your messaging can lift the vibration of your community, since Aquarius is so humanitarian connected, so focused on its networks, its community, the collective. Mercury is going to be going retrograde in Aquarius at the end of the month. So get comfortable with this energy and this new way of thinking, allowing yourself to shift into the perspective or utilizing that lens of the individual, of seeing things from a different perspective and loving that. And I love that this Mars and Taurus energy is giving us the time to settle into this Aquarian viewpoint, this Aquarian framework of our ideas and our words and our curiosities, since that's also what Mercury is all about, is being curious about things. So, you know, making space and time to explore some things that are interesting to us, that maybe are non-conventional, that maybe are, you know, go against what our family or our friends think is cool, right? Maybe it's reading a bunch of books about a topic that's like just so fascinating to us. And sure, it could be out there. But it gets you thinking about yourself or your life, or your work in a different way. And that's what, you know, the universe is asking of us right now, especially moving into this age of Aquarius, is how can we do things differently? How can we make room for everybody to have a unique viewpoint? How can we value those new ideas? So get comfortable with Mercury and Aquarius. Like I said, this is happening January 8th. Mercury is going to stay in Aquarius through March 15th. And we are going to see retrograde here at the end of the month, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So January 13th, we have our first new moon of the month, and this is the new moon in Capricorn. So, you know, reweaving in those Capricornian themes of focusing on what needs to be renewed in terms of your public or vocational identity. So setting intentions about achieving or realizing our goals, promotions, maybe success in your job, or maybe it's even your dream job. You know, setting your ambitions on a new course. I look at this new moon as truly like your time to set those quote unquote New Year's goals, right? Sure, we're already in 2021 at this point, but it's that energy of the new moon, right? Of the possibility and potential that the new moon phase offers us. And with that Capricornian energy as well, focusing on our vocation, focusing on our work, focusing on the things that we want to get done and accomplish. You know, and because of the influence of the grand mutation and the grand conjunction that happened in December, I think a lot of us are really considering career changes. I've seen this a lot with my clients that they're feeling this call or this urge to like change the way that they work or to make a big career jump or, you know, making a shift in how they serve their clients. So if you are feeling this shift or this call, be mindful about maybe changing the energy first in your home or your office space. Start there. Get clear about your long-term goals and connect with your own personal magic. You know, what can you bring forward to light up and amplify your work or your job or your vocation or your network? You know, maybe you're ready to change your public image with, you know, a new website or a new logo or a business launch. So there's all of this kind of reframing of our public identity here that Capricorn is linked to our reputation. So there is that theme that's happening. But what else is happening with this new moon is the sun and moon will be conjunct with Pluto in Capricorn. So there is an amplified energy around our personal power. So, you know, you also might be feeling particularly bold, maybe even a little overbearing. So be mindful of how to best use your energy. Because the energy with this conjunction is truly an ideal time for research or learning about yourself. Maybe that's with like a natal chart reading or a human design reading or a spiritual reading, something like that, as well as developing your spiritual connections and opening into a fresh start. So you can use this energy to maybe set money intentions. Since we have this influence of Capricorn, all the earth signs are connected to our material world, right? Our finances. So definitely go big here. Mm-hmm. But we also have Venus in a strong earth trine with Uranus, which is in Taurus in retrograde, and Mars in Taurus during this new moon, which really amplifies that desire to try something new. So expect pleasant surprises and be open to unique approaches to your goal setting, your work, and also your working relationships. And lastly, there's like a lot going on with this new moon is there is some energetic tension between Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn in Aquarius that are squaring off with Mars and Uranus and Taurus. Now, Mars is square with Saturn and Uranus is square with Jupiter and Mercury, but it is so tightly packed that it very much feels just like Aquarius versus Taurus here. So Aquarius, you know, seeks to elevate the mind, you know, mind power in, you know, to take us into these blazing new heights of brilliance. And, you know, for Aquarius, it's a mental world as an air sign, right? That is so deeply focused on inventive and innovative topics and concepts that are not bound by practicality or even common sense at times. Whereas Taurus, on the other hand, is an earth sign whose consciousness is firmly rooted in the material world and practicality and simple ideas, and is very much less stimulated by abstract. So, you know, Taurus is more concerned with what tangibly exists for us, whereas Aquarius is focused on the possibility. So you can see this duality, this opposition happening, right? Yeah. Aquarius requires an emotional detachment to remain clear-sighted and unbiased, whereas Taurus really depends on its feelings and instincts, right? Because it's like this animal connection to better understand the physical world. So there is a bending and a blending of this duality to create very suitable concrete outlets for fresh experimental ideas. So we can use both. And that's the lesson here of these squares happening between the Aquarian planets and the Taurian planets. Knowing that we can utilize the earth energy to create an outlet, to create the framework for these new and innovative ideas. So, you know, Taurus is good at finding the material needs for these concepts, and it helps ground Aquarius into reality. And likewise, Aquarius helps Taurus see the alternative possibilities, reminding Taurus that there's other ways to do things, but it requires a different set of framework to realize the wisdom there. Mm. So wrapping that all up with the new moon, when you're thinking about planning, when you're thinking about your work, your job, the types of goals that you want to set for yourself, financial or otherwise, it's okay to think about some new ways of doing it. There's room for that. Allow that Aquarian energy to transport you in a place of fresh ideas, of innovation, you know, something exciting. And then tap into the earth energy that Capricorn and Taurus are offering us to put the framework down so that you can make a plan to make it happen. That's where this magic is going to happen for you.
I love that.
So yeah, it's exciting. It's being able to utilize both energies.
Right. It's bringing the magic and the inventions and the concepts and the ideas down and being rooted at the same time. You know what I mean? Having practical goals and ambitions and everything. And for me, and this is something, you know, we all have goals, right? We all want to achieve something. Some people have bigger aspirations, bigger dreams, bigger things that they have their mind set towards. For me, being that kind of person, I realized I started giving myself mile markers and mini wins where it's like when I achieve something to my ultimate goal, I will give myself a gift. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a great time with the Taurus and the Aquarius energy together to maybe do that, you know, dream big, but you need to give yourself some breaks and some recognition along the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? I think that's fantastic. I love that. And it's breaking down these big dreams and ideas that Capricorn right. is like, we can do it, but let's make a plan. You know, let's, like you said, break it into smaller pieces so that we're reminded that even small progress is still getting us closer to realizing our dreams,
right.
you know, and our goals.
Exactly.
So that's a great idea. So, this month, January, we do shift into Aquarius. We'll talk more about this next month as well, but January 19th, the sun will be entering Aquarius. Whereas a collective, we are shifting from manifesting in the material world, right? Those Capricorn themes, to sharing our fresh new ideas and innovations and connecting with our networks to bring into the world all of our work, all of our ideas and creations that we've focused so hard to materialize during Capricorn season. So that's January 19th. We're going to be going into Aquarius. Like I said, we'll talk more about that next month. All right. January 20th through the 23rd, we've got some rather intense energy that's coming in. And this is really interesting, as I'm going to break this down here in a second, but we've got Mars and Uranus that are conjunct in Taurus. So, you know, Mars is that intense, ambitious energy, right? The initiative energy that wants to push us forward, to be that warrior spirit, right? And Uranus is eccentric. It's our inner rebel. It's the one that pushes our boundaries. So, you know, when these two energies come together, it can be amazing or it can be a little crazy. All right. And this is all happening in Taurus. Now, this is, like I said, January 20th through the 23rd. So there is some intense, rather heavy energy that's going to be coming down over this period of time. So as I intuitively put this stuff together and really felt into this energy here, I'm feeling a lot of unrest, a lot of conflict. I don't want to say violence, but it is a possibility because Mars is the warrior here. But there is just this sense of unrest, I guess, that's going to be happening quite suddenly. And this conjunction between these two planets happens every 2 years. Okay. So this is nothing new. And when they come together, when Mars and Uranus come together, there's always this sense of intense realizations, right? These like major lightning bolt moments. But this year, the conjunction on the 20th of January offers some particularly kind of risky energy. And the reason for that is because we have the moon, which is also in conjunction, which the moon from a collective standpoint represents our conflict or the obstacle that is square with the sun, Jupiter, and Saturn. So it's kind of this like mini shit show that's happening.
Isn't that near Inauguration Day?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. So yeah, this, you know, it's interesting to note that this unstable and rather intense energy is occurring during our presidential inauguration. And to me, intuitively, what this reveals for us is this heavy unrest and conflict that is connected to and involves governments and world leaders. So, you know, again, from the collective standpoint, the sun represents our leaders. The collective is the moon. And, you know, Jupiter represents finances, religion, our personal belief systems, and Saturn represents these old paradigms and also the pandemic, since Saturn is also connected to our physical ailments. So it's interesting, these themes that are coming to a head, right around this time.
Yeah.
And I just want to note that remember that the planets themselves do not herald inevitable events, or, you know, the planets themselves do not cause these tensions. They are merely a spotlight for what is already occurring. Okay. And they define the collective, that the collective and environmental energy right now is ripe for uncontrolled outbursts and even conflict. Okay. I see this a lot on social media and it kind of drives me a little bit crazy. Just because for me as a student of astrology and, you know, the fact that I also do this professionally, and I would not call myself an expert. I haven't been doing this for 10, you know, years or whatever, but it's really important for me to tell my clients, to tell other people that I connect with, that the planets don't control us. We have free will, you know, as individuals and as a collective society. And the planets merely illuminate the areas of our collective societies, of our own personal lives, where change is happening, where transformation is occurring, where there might be tension and conflict, or there might be incredible fulfillment or joy. So we're not being controlled by this planetary conjunction that's happening. It's merely just letting us know, like, this is already occurring. Take note, and here's your heads up, right? I just want to also mention that this energy between these sets of planets is considered quote unquote hot until mid-April. So the first couple of months or two of the new year still has this kind of lingering uncertainty and discord that we so vividly remember from 2020. So just note that there is going to be this kind of undercurrent of shakiness, a little instability, a little uneasiness until these planets in this conjunction shift out of this connection, okay, of this aspect. And that's going to be happening in April. We're going to feel such a nice relief then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that week in particular is going to be intense. So,
oh boy,
here's your heads up.
Welcome to 2021. Yeah. Surprise.
I promise it gets better. All right. Well, let's chat about something a little more beautiful, a little more loving. That's our full moon in Leo. That's happening January 28th. I do love a full moon in Leo. It gives me all of the like happy, joyful vibes. Mm. And there is some interesting energy that is happening with this full moon. So the sun is conjunct at 9 degrees of Aquarius with Jupiter, which is all about bringing to life our dreams, right? Jupiter expands and brings forth anything it touches. So with that, it's kind of like a double-edged sword here. So just be mindful of what you wish for, okay? So be very clear about what you want the universe to bring you. Be very concise about that messaging of what you want to manifest, all right? Because whatever Jupiter is coming into energetic contact with is going to expand it and make it major. So if there's something that you're asking the universe to bring forward or to connect you with, make sure it's what you really want. But the opposition of the sun and the moon roots really hard into this T-square with Mars and Uranus and Taurus that we just spoke about. So there is that unstable energy in the material world here, but individually, we can find balance and healing through the opposite sign of Taurus, which is in Scorpio, where we can really saturate ourselves in deep personal reflection, noticing the changes and transformations that we've already moved through, giving ourselves some credit for that, okay? So with that reflective energy, the full moon in Leo gives us the spotlight for celebrating the hard work that we've put in. Here's your chance to give yourself some fucking credit over the last year, guys. 2020 was major. Let this full moon in Leo be your opportunity to like shine a bright light on yourself and to notice and give yourself the love and compassion for where you've worked really hard, where you've maybe struggled, but you've overcome some major obstacles and challenges. Maybe celebrating the huge wins that you have, or maybe even the smaller wins that you've had, okay? This full moon completes a cycle that began in August of 2020. So think about that timeline. Review and reflect on all that has changed and occurred and manifested since last August. You know, what are the reasons and things that you're proud of yourself for? What have you overcome and transformed or created that you feel really good about? Give yourself the space here to offer some grace and gratitude and selfless love around personal achievements. It's your time to brag on yourself a little bit, guys. You know, honor your own courage and honor your depth of heart, because that's really what Leo is about, our inner courage and our depth of heart. You know, are there blocks that you can continue to work to remove in your life that are keeping you from, you know, being able to include more passion or play or generosity into your daily life? Because again, those are the things that Leo wants to gift to us, more passion, more joy, more, more generosity. Mm. So how can you work to bring in those beautiful energies? So it's a really very personal, reflective full moon of taking time to acknowledge the hard work that you've put in and giving yourself the credit, really loving on yourself, truly. I mean, that's really what the full moon in Leo is gifting us, as well as, you know, bringing to life our dreams. So yeah, it feels really good.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a great reminder for all of the seriousness that's going on with Capricorn and Taurus and all of that stuff, that Leo just kind of pops its head in and is like, remember that fun.
Yes, exactly it. I love that. It's so true. So true. Don't forget to have fun. Don't forget to love yourself. Like, don't be so overly serious, right? Leo wants to play. Leo is that inner child energy. It's like, yeah, we can work, but we also can still make time to laugh and do something kind of spontaneous and silly and fun, and like not to take ourselves so seriously all the time. So it's beautiful timing for that.
Very much so.
So we wrap up the end of the month, January 30th. We have Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. And remember, guys, that Mercury retrograde is not a harbinger of like terrible news or events, but you might experience more confusion, more like clerical errors, more delays of information that maybe you're waiting for. That could be like mail, that could be like waiting for news that you're expecting. And of course, all of our fun issues with electronics. So, you know, this is not a good time to make major contracts or purchases in that respect. Get that all done before January 30th. Have a backup plan in place. If you're going to be doing any traveling, you know, buy trip insurance, make sure that like when it comes to, you know, your email, if you're someone that works a lot, from home with your computer and the internet and all that stuff, again, just double check if you can, but you know, Mercury retrograde is really about reflecting and reviewing too. So this is our opportunity to practice patience and understanding and reflection until February 20th. So of course, you know, there's the frustrating aspects of Mercury retrograde, but there's always an opportunity and a gift with it as well. So lots of reflection. And I feel like personally, there's so much that occurred over 2020 that it's like any opportunity that we're gifted right now to slow down and reflect and truly like digest everything that has happened over the last year is necessary.
Yeah.
Right. We don't need to be so focused on like blazing ahead. I mean, I know that there is that anxious energy to like get on with the next year here, but like we should also be taking the time to really think about like, okay, what happened? What the hell happened? Right?
That's what I would ask. What just happened?
What the hell just happened? How did this affect me? Like,
right.
Yeah. Like we're still kind of spinning and reeling. Don't expect you're going to get over everything from this last year within like, you know, when the ball drops on December 31st.
And that's the funny thing is like, you see so many people on TikTok being like, I just want 2020 to be over. And I'm sitting here thinking like, you think this is over? You think this is, that's, you know, it's going to take time.
Oh
this
yeah.
Isn't, you know,
these are major cycles,
right? Like this is not going to happen overnight. Like even with COVID and the masks and all of the regulations that are in place, this is going to probably take a couple of years to come to some sort of new normal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. And as I mentioned to Erica before we even started rolling, like, you know, 2020 is preparing us for 2023 when Pluto shifts into Aquarius. And every time Pluto changes signs, it's pretty major. Mm-hmm. And beyond. I mean, looking at the projections for like 2030 into 2040, I mean, it's all about up-leveling and learning. Like, these are the lessons that we are letting go of from Capricorn, which is like, we can't stay in our old ways of being forever. It doesn't matter how comfortable and cozy we were. Right. Like it's time to embrace something new. And yes, it's challenging and it's hard and not everyone is ready for it, but we don't have a choice, right? Yeah. Forward movement is happening under our feet, whether or not we dig in our heels a little harder and to be flexible and open and also to be reflective about what's occurring is where we're going to really cultivate that strength. Right. And to remind ourselves that like, we can do it, you know, we can do the hard stuff. We break these down into months every month to talk about the energy that's coming in. And I love to do that, but it's important to remember, like in the big picture, a month is just a drop of water in a bucket, right? Yeah. It's all the pieces coming together that link into something bigger, into something bigger, into something bigger. Just like our souls and our light links to our collective light, links to our universal light, links to source light. Like it is all these multifaceted layers. And truly, if we're to break away from it, like the timeline doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
As humans, of course, we love to have a calendar, right? Doesn't everyone want to have like their 2020 calendar, their moon calendar, their day planner? Yes, it is a huge tool for us to be able to plan our lives out in a material world, because that's our reality. But when we kind of step outside of that and remember, like there's so much more at play here that is beyond those linear timelines. That's when I'm reminded, like the little shit that bothers me during the day is like, all right, I'm going to let it go, because in the big picture, it doesn't really matter that my 3-year-old is trying to put her own shoes on and they're on the wrong feet. And like,
you know, that just happened. I have to tell you the story. So I forgot to say, so I didn't have power on Christmas guides. So anyway, long story short, I love that you brought that up, because we were at my husband's deli just trying to charge all of our stuff. And I got a soda because, you know, I was at a deli and I was having a day and everything. And my 6-year-old, I don't know what came over him, but he came and he ran up to me and he took my soda and he shook it and it exploded everywhere. And I'm just looking at him and I'm like, why? Like, why'd you do that? And I realized, like, I was like, I could have made a bigger deal out of it, or I can just let it go, right? Because in the grand scheme of things, kids make messes. It happens. They're weird. They do things that they shouldn't do. I think that's a huge thing. And I think being me and you both being spiritual and being in this work and being on our own spiritual growth journey, as well as our personal development journey, I think it helps so much with being a parent.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that you brought that up, because I just remember thinking to myself, I was like, I was in that place of like being in the present moment, seeing the Diet Coke spray everywhere. And I just thought, I was like, I can either just cry and just get really upset, or I could just not let it affect me. Let it affect my internal. It's powerful, because you know what I mean? Kids are crazy and they can really affect you. I think a big thing with this work, especially, and I'm sure that you can agree, is like, try not to let external circumstances ruin your internal moments and your internal energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think when I have that in the back of my mind, it's so much easier to let things slide.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. 2020, we're not letting you slide. But
yeah.
We will have a lot of demerits. We will consider what you have offered us.
Yes.
Now get the hell out.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you. Yes. You're not welcome back.
Ever.
Closed for business.
Yes. Yeah. God, go on and on.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Erica and I are just enjoying our time here. But hey, here's my like super cheesy segue and plug. If you guys like this, then you're going to love Erica on my new podcast.
Yes, guys. I'm so happy you brought it up, because I was like, is she going to bring it up? Because I'm going to bring it up if she doesn't.
Yes. Guys,
Hannah finally pulled the plug. She has her own podcast. It is now on iTunes and Spotify, all the places, right?
Yep. Stitcher, yep. Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes. Yes.
The Light Body Podcast with Hannah Kuhari. And I will be a guest and we are going to be doing all the things. And it's exciting. So definitely all of her information is going to be in the show notes. Go check it out. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
I am too for you.
Excited and anxious, but I am going to be doing a episode that looks at kind of the overarching themes and views of the astrology of 2021. So if you guys are going to be interested in seeing kind of a little preview about what this year is going to be like, then be sure to check out the podcast as well as some other beautiful voices that are going to be on, and some other really fun topics. So I'm excited to have you over there, Erica, too, sharing your wisdom and your voice with us. And I'm just so grateful.
I am great. I am so, so excited for it, guys. 2021 is going to be better. Just listen to the Light Body Podcast. Keep listening here.
We won't lead you astray.
Yeah. And just, we got this. And I love that you said that, like, we could do hard things because we can.
Yeah.
Like, we're so afraid of the feelings that the hard things bring us. And we have to remember that we've already lived through 100% of all the worst times of our lives.
Yep. 100%. I love that. So we true. This,
you know? So Hannah, thank you so much for, you know, gracing us with your presence every
single month. Anytime.
Be sure
My to pleasure.
Check her out. And I will see you guys soon.
Bye.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.